Okay. Continuing in the fascinating Agadotas of Bava Metzia. Today is Daf Pei Vav. We're on Pei Hei Amud Beis by Shmuel Yarchina. 1, 2, 3, 4. Did you open another one? Okay. Shmuel Yarchina. Shmuel, who is called Yarchina, which means the moon man. The reason why he's called the moon man, Yerach, is from Yerach is the moon, because Shmuel was an astronomer. Shmuel Yarchina, why he's called that here, I don't know. The story has nothing to do with astronomy. Why they all of a sudden out of the blue they call him that here, I don't know. Anyway, Shmuel Yarchina, Shmuel the astronomer, Asya de Rebbe, he was Rebbe's Rebbe. He was Rebbe's doctor. Havichalash Rebbe Be'enei. Rebbe had some problem with his eye. But Amalei, Imlich Lach Sama, let me apply medicine. Amalei, Lo Yechilna, no, I can't allow that. So Shmuel says, Ishtar Lo Yemishtar, let me apply on the outside of the eye, it'll seep in. Amalei, Lo Yechilna, no, I can't do that. Havimosev Le Begubsa De Samni, Tusei Beisadya. So what he did was, he put it on the pillow, underneath the pillow, the cream. So when Rebbe was sleeping, the cream would seep into the eye from the pillow. And the itzi, and he got better. He got healed. Havikametzar Rebbe lemismiche. Rebbe wanted to give him smicha. He wanted to give Shmuel smicha. V'lo havimistaya milsa. It never worked out. Rashi's hasha netrefes. Oh, lo hayolacham nesafim. There was never a minion. He could never do it. Anyway, amalei lo mitzar mar. Don't be upset about it. Okay, the next line, I don't know what this means. I saw in the Sefer of Adam HaRishon, the Kotzav Bey, it says in there, Shmuel Yarchina, Shmuel the astronomer, Chacham Yiskari, he'll be called the Chacham, V'Rebbe Lo Yiskari, he's not going to be called the Rebbe. That won't happen. V'Asu the Rebbe Al Yadot Tehei, he's going to be known as Rebbe's doctor. What does it say for Adam HaRishon? Rashi says, Sheherehu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Dor Dor, Hashem shows each generation the sofra of dor dor v'dor shav dor dor v'chachamav. All the happenings, all the chacham of every generation. And what kind of sefer is this? I don't know. I'll quote you from the Tshuvas HaGaonim. Tshuvas HaGaonim says, Mahaya kasev v'sifro sh'adam harishon. What was written in this book? V'heshiv shemiolim lo rosh sefer zeh. Nobody ever saw this sefer. Did Shmuel see it? He says he saw it. Says the Gemara, no one saw such a sefer. Aval kefinirish are a sefer zeh piut shel a pirut shall kol hadoros v'chachameyim. It's an explanation and a chronicle of every generation and all their doings. V'chein emar revish tarchuma v'yikra parshas tazria she'ein melech hamashiach ba'lo galenu mashiach won't come ad she'ivru'u kol hanashamos shal machshav al hibra'os. Until all the souls that are destined to be created are created. Therefore, v'heim ha'omrim b'sifur shal Adam HaRishon. Those souls are written down on Adam HaRishon in that book, in the Sefer. That's what the Sefer is. What exactly the Sefer is, I don't know. Anyway, fascinating Gemara here. Rebbe v'Rav Nosson, Sof Mishnah. Rebbe and Rav Nosson as the end of Mishnayos. Right? Rebbe's the one. It's a machlok, is what Rebbe did. Did he write them down? Did he codify them? Whatever he did, Rav Nosson helped him, that we never knew before. Rebbe v'Rav Nosson, Sof Mishnah, end of Mishnayos. Rav Ashi v'Ravina, Rav Ashi and Ravina, Sof Hora'ah. That's the end of Hora'ah. What does that mean, the end of Hora'ah? End of Paskining? No more Gemara after Rav Ashi and Ravina. Nobody ever again is allowed to argue on a Gemara. The Gemara is talking about that case. I'm talking about a different case. That you can do. The Gemara said something, there's no more argument. There's never have an argument on a Gemara. Especially if we hold like that Gemara. You can argue on a certain Amora, because there's another Amora. There's a rules of who we hold like in the Gemara. But once the Gemara said something, you can't argue on it. It's a Sof Hora'ah. Right? We live with the conclusion of Gemara that was established by Ravina and Rav Ashi. That's how Jews live today. The Simanach, what's the Simen? Simon is a pasuk in Tehillim, ad avo el mikdash, until I come to the mikdash, el avina la'acharisam. Okay, what does that do with anything? So, what kind of simon is that? So the Marsha says that simon is as follows: that The word acharisam is the end of Mishnah and Gemara. Mikdash El is a reference to Rabbeinu, Rebbe HaKadosh, who is called HaKadosh. Right? Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi. Right? It's Rabbeinu HaKadosh. That's a reference to Mikdash. And the word Avina is a reference to Ravina. The word Avina is a reference to Ravina. You hear? Salafit? You hear that, Simcha? You like that? You like that pshat? That's the Marsha. Okay? I'll tell you what the Ben Yoyada says. This one, the Ben Yoyada, I don't think it's in there. The Ben Yoyada is there?
No, it just says the
Marsha. It just says the Marsha's pshat. Okay. You ready for the Ben Yoyada?
Yeah.
Then blow your mind. What does the word acharisa mean? Acharisa means the end. Right? If you take the end letter of Rabbi Yehuda, what is that? It's a hey. The end letter of Rav Nosson is a nun. The end letter of Ravina is an aleph. The end letter of Rav Ashi is a yud. All four letters are in the word Avina. What's the last letter in Avina? A vase. No. Hey is the end of Rabbi Yehuda. Yehuda ends of the hey. Yehuda, Nathan is hey nun. Ravina, Ravashi is aleph yud. What's left in that word Avina? The vase. It's Mishnayot and Gemara. You hear? That's amazing. Var, no? That you like. And acharisam, it's the last letters. Pasuk is telling you, look at the last letters, the acharisam, of the people that were the Sof Hora. It's Avina, right there in that word. Okay? That's how you want to know who they are. Okay. That's the Ben Yehuda, I didn't make that up. The Ben Yehuda, I would never have thought of that in a million years. Okay. Next. Amar Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana says, again, this is just a story that reads this Gemara like, what? Amar of Kahana, Ishtaili Rav Chama Bar Barte Dechasa, that this person told him, the Rav Bar Nachmeni, Agav Shmada Noach Nafshe. He died because of a Shmad. There was a Gzeira against learning Torah, and he died. We're going to see, it's not how he died. Not even understand what the statement even means. It's not what happened. Anyway, Achlu Be Kurtza Be Malka. Somebody slandered Rav Bar Nachmeni. It's Rabba. The Rebbe of Abaya, the famous Rabbah throughout Shas, this is who it is. So somebody slandered him to the king. Right, Kurtza, we have the same Lashon by Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. That when after he was not invited to the party, Bar Kamsa, Ochel Beit Kurtza Lamalka, he went and slandered the king, to the king. Right, Kurtza, Rashi says, well, Selech Rochel, we shouldn't be a talebearer, don't speak Lashon Hara. Not Rashi here, Rashi in the Torah. When it says not to be a slanderer, the Targum of the words Lo Selech Rachel is Kurtza. Because Kurtza means to wink. You wink. That's what Kurtza means. That's what a real translation means. He went to wink to the king. It means he went to go slander to the king. Anyway, Amru, Ikechad Gavro, there's one guy of yours, Yehuda, in Yehuda, one Jew, the Kamavatal Tracer Alfe Gavro Yisrael, who prevents 13,000 Jews in Israel, Yachab Bekaitiv, Yachab Bestava, one in the winter, one in the summer, Mikarga Demalka, from paying a tax. Why? Because Rabbah invites everybody to come to the Yarchei Kala twice a year. So when the tax starts to come, nobody's there. They're all by Rabbah. So he's preventing so much tax to be collected. So Shadri Pristika Demalka Basrei. They sent a guy to go catch Rabbah. V'lo Ashkeche, they couldn't find him. Arak V'azal, so Rabbah ran away. Bipumpadisa L'akra. Me'akra L'agma. Me'agma L'shchin. Me'shchin L'tzrifa. Me'tzrifa L'ena D'mayim. Me'adamayim L'pumpadisa. Back to Pumpadisa. Why did the Gemara have to tell you every single place that Rabbah went? It's like Parshas Maaseh. Every time Rabbah stopped and hid for a while, we need to know where it is. Maybe just to show you again the extent of his hiding and how he was always saved. That's the only thing I can think of. Why else would we need to know all that? Anyway, Ashkechei Igla Pristika Demalka Dahu Ushpiza De Rabbah. The guy shows up at the same hotel where Rabbah's hiding out. This king's, what do you call it? The king Shliach, this guy who's trying to catch Rabbah, he winds up at the same hotel, same inn that Rabbah's in. Krivu taka kame. They bring a table in front of him. Vashkuya tre kasi. He drinks two drinks. Vidaluye lataka bekame. And then they take the table away. Hadar partsufe lachore. Not sure what this means in English. His face started to change. His face started to turn. The problem is, he drank two cups. And we learned in Beteches Pesachim that there's a problem of zugos. If you ever drink or eat an even number, it raises the shadim. That's what this guy did. He drank two cups. I'm not sure what that means in English. Partsufe achore. What does that mean? What, how do they translate it?
His face turned backwards.
His face turned backwards. What does that mean? That doesn't mean his face turned backwards. It means that he started to die. Because the shadim were getting him because he drank zugos. So Amrule, so they ran to Rabbah in the hiding room. Rabbah's hiding in the closet. They run to Rabbah. Amrule, my nevele, Gavad Amahu, is a guy from the king. Look at him dying on in. So Amalehu, he said, bring the table back. Then let him drink one more cup. Take the table away and then he'll be healed. Then it'll be an odd number. So Avdule Hachi V'itze. They did that. Omar, when the guy gets healthy, he says, "Miyadi Yadana, I certainly know now the Gavra de Kabiina Hacha who Bechish who the guy that I'm looking for must be here. Only someone like that could have figured that out. So the guy I'm looking for, this great man, this holy rabbi, he must be here. So Bechish Abasrei, they searched the whole inn, Ashkeche, and they found him. Now he was very appreciative that Rabbi saved his life." So Amar, so he says, Azil Nameha, I'm going to go from here. Imekatl Mekatlu, Lahu Gavra. If they want to kill me, Lo Maglina, I will not reveal you're here. But, says the guy, Vinagidi Menagdinle. But if they torture me, that I can't. I'm not going to withstand torture. So I'm telling you now, if they just say I'm chopping off your head without any torture, I'll let them chop off, I will not reveal you're here. But if they're going to torture me, I'm going to spill the beans. I just don't have the. I'm not that kind of. I can't withstand torture. So I'm telling. I'm being upfront with you. So I said, okay. I saw the kaine. They brought Rab over there. I lay ladrona. He went into a room. Vitarke lebaba ba'anpe. Closed the door. Boy rachme. He davened. Parak ashisa. The wall fell down. Arak va'azal agma. And he went into a swamp. What exactly that means, I don't know. What does that mean? A miracle happened and now he was in a swamp. Okay. Anyway, Havayasiv Agirda de Dekula, he was sitting on a tree stump, the Kagaris, and he was learning as follows. Fascinating. Kakbiflagi bimasifta derekia, that a machlok is in Shemayim. They're arguing about something in Shemayim. Im Baheres Kodemus Laser Lovan, Tame, if the Baheres is a certain kind of tzaras. If the Baheres is there before the hairs grow out of that Baheres, then that's a sign of Tumah. But, Vim Ser Lovan Kodum Baheres, Tahar. What if a guy has white hairs and then the Baheres grows? Then he's Tahar. Okay? Look at Rashi. The Rashi is toward the bottom. It says, the Rashi is called Tahar. It's about 7-8 lines before the lines get those before those two wide bottom lines. See the Rashi Tahar? You see it? Lefi Masha Kasav Batorah. The guy's Tahar like it says in the Torah. What does that mean? Anyway, one second. But Suffolk, what if it's a Suffolk? What if we don't know? We don't know what came first. The guy wakes up one morning, he wasn't sure. The hares come first, or the bears came first. What's the halacha? So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omer, Tahar. Hashem said, he's Tahar. V'kulu Mesifta D'Rekia Omri, Tamei. But everybody else in the Mesifta and the Rekia said, no, he's Tamei. V'Omri, so they all said, Man Nocheya. Who's going to decide the dispute here? So, answers the, whoever answered this, I don't know. Nocheach, Rabbi Bar Nachmeni. Let Rabbi Bar Nachmeni be the one. Dama Rabbi Bar Nachmeni, because Rabbi Bar Nachmeni always said, "Ani Yachid bin Negoyim, I'm the posek ador when it comes to Hilchas Tzaras. Ani Yachid ba'Ahalos. I'm also the posek ador when it comes to Ahalos. So it says, first of all, who cares about Ahalos? I'm not talking about Ahalos here. What did you stick that in for? Also, why did you say, Ani Yachid bin Agayim v'Ahalos? So then he says, he was the Posek Ador at Ahalos, true, but it didn't compare to what he knew in Saras. So we throw that in, that's why he's broken up separately. He's the greatest in this, and he's also the greatest in this. When you say it separate, it means that they're not as great, his greatness is not equal. Right? So that's why it says Ahalos, to contrast it to Negayim. But the main question over here is, what's going on here? What is going on here? First of all, how is it possible that first of all, having a machlokas with Hashem, and Rav Nachmani is the one who's going to decide the machlokas? So, the Rabbeinu Chananel says that it was all a dream. It was a dream. The Rav Nachmani had a dream. It's all a dream. So in dreams, anything can happen, right? Camels could fly, and you're on roller coasters with people you don't know. Anything can happen in a dream, right? Dreams are dreams. So the whole thing is a dream. So it's true that Hashem said that, but in the dream, Rav was given the authority to pask him. That's the easiest answer. It's a dream. So what kind of kashya you have? It's a dream. The Ran says in his drasha, I'll read it out loud because maybe we can make sense out of it. The Ran says in the drasha, Shemasifta derekia heim tzadikim sheniftiru meha'olam. Those are the souls that people that have died, all the chacham that have died. Of course Hashem's right. Arguing with Hashem. Right? Aval le'inyan hadin lo bashamayim hi. Right? You knew that was coming to that. Lo bashamayim hi. Even though they're in Shemayim. V'nimsera hachra li'Yisrael shekiblu es ha-Torah. V'yukol dinam l'fimashe pitzku al pi'avonas ha-seichel ha-nushi. In other words, mankind is given to decide the seichel of the Torah. Just because Hashem said something, that doesn't mean it's the halacha. And we're going to see that the Rav and Paskin is against Hashem in the Echazaka. Why? Kesef Hishon says, Torah is lo b'shamayim. Right? In other words, Rambam didn't assume it was a dream. It's funny. The Rambam, who's the rational, did not assume this was a dream, and according to the Kesef Mishnah, and nevertheless, Paskin's the way he felt that we should Paskin. Which is exactly what's going on here. What Hashem thinks, Chas Hashem says, it's irrelevant. What Hashem thinks is very nice. What the Malachim think might be very nice. But mankind is the shlita over interpreting the Torah. Rabbi, what do you think? You're the God of Adar in the Garden. What do you think? That's the best answer I can give you. Even though it's a little bit lacking, we still need it's the best I can do for you. Anyway, Shadru Shlicha Basrei, they sent the Shliach over there. Lo havi marti Malachim avos l'makrav lei. The Malachim Avos was not able to get Rabbah, midlo have a kapasik pume migirse, because he would never stop learning. And we had that by David Melech. Adahachi nashiv zika, a wind came, v'avish beni. What does v'avish beni mean? It was rustling in the reeds. Savar gunda de parshihu. He thought that it was the police that chasing him. Right? Rabbah thought it was the police. Amar. Tinach nafshe, Amar, he said, Tinach nafshe dahu gavra, I'd rather die, for l'yimtzer b'yad de malchusa. I don't want to be taken over to the malchus. So it says, Kiavi kanaicha nafshe, as he was dying, Amar, he said, Tahar, Tahar. The halacha is, it's Tahar. That suffix is Tahar. So you see, he didn't die because of the shmat. It's not why he died. He died. I don't know what that meant. Anyway, tahar tar. He died, and on his lips, the last thing he said was the word tahar, right? As a matter of fact, that's what the Gemara says in Nazir, that since it says the words tahar, it says in the pasuk by Tzaras, l'taharo o l'tamo, tahar is put first. So therefore, whenever we have a suffix, we always paskin lakula. We always try to make tahar. Okay? Anyway, Yatus Abaskal v'amra, Abaskal came out and said, Ashrecha Rav Bar Nachmani, Shegufcha tahar, V'yatza Nishmascha b'tahar. You're so wonderful, you're so great, you're so tahar, that you died saying the word tahar on your lips. And I said, the Rambam in Tumas Tzaras Per Gret Halacha Tetz, paskin? that in this case, you're Tame. Right? Even though the Baskel said you're Tahar, says the Kesef Mishnah. First of all, there's a stop Mishnah they dug up that seems to imply you're also Tame, and Torah Lo Bashamayimi. Therefore, the Rambam Paskins, you are Tame in such a case. If suffix like this, Baharis Alavan or the Seir, you're Tame. Aye, Rabbi HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you're Tahar, Lo Bashamayimi. Okay. Nafal Piska Merikia. A note falls from heaven. You hear this? A note falls from heaven. A note falls from heaven? Did anyone even know that ever happened to? Anyway, the Maharal, of all people, says, it doesn't mean a note fell from heaven, a piece of paper fell down from the sky, in Hashem's handwriting, that said what's going to happen. That's not what it means. He says as follows. Whenever a person has Hayadiya Sheba'a Pisom Belev B'nei Adam, suddenly guy's got a thought in his head, that's called a piska de rakia. That's called a notice from heaven. And over here also, that Abaye and Rava had some intuition that Rava died. They weren't with Rava. Rava died in the forest. Right? They were not there. It's some kind of intuition. It's not a piece of paper fell down from heaven to tell Abaye and Rava that Rava had died. It's not what it means. Literally, it means a piece of paper from heaven. That's the Maharal talking. Anyway, Mipopatisa. Rabbi Nachmani nizbakesh b'yeshiva shalmaila. Rabbi Nachmani was requested to come to the yeshiva shalmaila. Nafko bayev rabbi v'kulei rabbanan lasuke bay. They wanted to bury him. Lo haviyade beduchte. Didn't know where he was buried. Azlu la'agma. They went into the swamp. Chazu tzfiri. They saw a bird. The metali the kaimei that was hovering over the shade. Amri shmamina hasamhu. That's where he must be buried. Was that with anything? I don't know. Safduhu Tulasa Yomi, Tulasa Leilusa. They gave him a hespit for 3 days and 3 nights. Nafal Piska, another petek fell down and said, Kol HaParish Yehi Benidu. Whoever leaves now should be excommunicated. After 3 days, it's only giving 3 days? For Rabba? Anyway, so Safduhu Shiva Yomi. They did it for 7 days. Nafal Piska, Luchu Lubasechem Lushal. Everybody can go home now. Ahu Yoma Dinach Nafshe, the day that he died, Dalaye Zafa. There was a huge storm, the Dari Lahu Taya, and there was a certain Arab guy, Kirachiv Gamla, who's riding on his camel, Mehai Gisa the Nahar Papa. One side was the river Papa, Bishadi Bahach Gisa, and he was going to be thrown into the river. Amri said, Mehai, what's going on here? Why is such a storm today? Amri later told him, Noach Nashid Rabbar Nachmani. Today is the day that Rabbar Nachmani died. Amar, the Arab said, Lefanov. Rabbona Shalom, Hashem, Kuli Alma Didachu, the whole world is yours. Rabbi Nachmani Didach, Rabbi Nachmani is also yours. At Rabba, Rabba da At. You loved Rabba, and Rabba loved you. Amai Ka Mechrav Delei La'alma. Why are you going to destroy the world? Because Rabba died, and Nach Zappa, the storm ceased. I don't know what that means. The Mepharshim say, it didn't cease because the Arab had a good time. That's not why it ceased. Because Hashem cares what the Arab says. And so then why did it cease? Why did the whole storm happen anyway? Right, the story needs a hesber. Well, does the article say anything about the story? Nothing. It doesn't say anything here either about it. Nothing say. All they said was, don't think that Hashem was so swayed by the arguments of the Arab. That's all they have over here. Anyway, a whole new story now. Rishir Mechalafta Balbasar Hava. Where we talked about people that were Balbali Basar. Another one. Rishir Mechalafta was a Balbasar. Havi Yomachad, one day, Havi Chamimaleh, he was very hot. Havi Salat Vyasev Ashina Datura, he went to sit at the top of the mountain. Amale Elabrati said to his daughter, Biti, my daughter, Hanifi Alai Bimanifa, why don't you blow me with a billow so I can cool down? Vani Etin Lecha Kikrin Dinerd, and I'll give you a measure of nerd, some kind of spice, like a perfume, if you do me that favor. Adahachi, while he was saying that, Nishpazika, a wind came. And he didn't need her because it got windy. Amar, so he said, Kama kikrin dineir lamari dichi. How many measures of ner do I have to give that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Because he did what I asked you to do, he did for me. Again, what does that story mean? What does that story mean? What is the point of that story being in the Gemara? I just don't know. Right? It's an interesting statement to say. You have somebody do you a favor, and then you don't need the favor done because it happened anyway. Oh, I have to pay back Hashem. What I was going to pay you to drive over there, I'll pay Hashem. What does that mean? You have any thoughts? No thoughts? What? Okay. The Mishnah said, two lines of Nine Agarata. The Mishnah said, Hakol Kiminig HaMedina. Everything's like the Minig of the Medina. Hakol Lasui Mai. What does that include? Hakol. Lasui Ba'asr Dinhigi Michra Chrifta Umishta Nafka. It's a place where part of the day's wages includes breakfast. Right? Nachla, the food, and some kind of drink to give them energy that includes the drink. So, if you tell the guys, you tell the workers, Kedimu, you come extra early. In other words, it includes breakfast, right? So breakfast also means you're allowed to have time to eat breakfast. So you say to the workers, I'll give you the breakfast, but you come a half hour earlier. So during the earlier half hour, that's at least breakfast. So you can start working when everybody else is eating breakfast. Right? In other words, we said, you start at the morning time. So you tell them, I'll give you the breakfast. It's part of the deal. I'll give you. But you come extra early. Wake up extra early, eat the breakfast earlier, so you can start working the minute the bell rings. Everybody else eats breakfast then. You can't do that. Amrulo, lo kol kamina. Nobody else does that. That's not the minute of the Medina. You can't do that. Next. Maisa birebi yodachanan b'masyash amr livno tzim v'tzachar. Right? First we said, I call kamina Medina. Then we bring a story where Rechanin said, he said to his, Yochanan said to his son, you would have cost me a crazy amount. So he went, Maisa Lister? The story contradicts the Gemara, the halacha. The halacha was, Hakol Kabinag HaMedina. And he says, oh yeah, I can't believe you made that promise to them. That wasn't the Kabinag HaMedina, to give them a suit like Shlomo HaMelech. So it's contradictory. Says the Gemara, Chasuri Machzer of Hachi Ketani, things missing. Impossible, like Lahen Mizonos, if you have to give them Mizonos, Reba Lahen. And you have to give them whatever you promise. In other words, yes, if you don't say a word, it's standard fare. What's standard fare? We'll see tomorrow's daf what standard fare is. But if you promise them more, you got to keep your promises. And not only that, Umay Tanami, Rabbi Yochanan ben Matthias, Shamal of Notes, even Zachar Lonopolim, Halach Apostle, Lemazonos. He had to promise him that. Okay, Shabbat Etel Aviv, when he came to the father, Amr, he said, Amr lo b'ni, afilo ata osi lehen kesuda shalom b'shaito, le'etze de'chavatzcha imohen. Even if you would give them this huge suda, like Shlomo, when Shlomo was the king, you would not fulfill your duty. Shahein b'nei Av Mitzchak v'Yaakov, because they are the children of Av Mitzchak and Yaakov. And therefore what? They're entitled to more. Lememra, you mean to tell me, the sudasa da Avram Avinu, adif would be the Shlomo? That Avram's suda was greater than Shlomo's? That's what you mean to tell them, right? Even if you promised them Shlomo HaMelech Suda, it would not be enough. Why? Because they've been Avram. They're expecting Avram Suda. So that means Avram Suda is greater. Is that true? Vaksiv, but it says in Melachim, right? It says in Melachim, Vayehi Lechem Shlomo L'Yom Echad, this is for one day's bread, Shloshim Kur Soles, 30 Kur of flour, fine flour, Shishim Kur Kemach, 60 kor of kemach, asara bakar, briyim, asara bakar rei, 10 bakar briyim and 10 bakar rei, meyetzon, 100 sheep, levad, me'ayil, tzvi, v'yachmor, besides the ram, the deer, and the yachmor, whatever that is, ubarburim, avusim, we'll see what that is in a minute, some kind of chicken, v'amar gurion ben astion, mishmei derav, halalu le'imlin shel tvachim, all this was the appetizer. Right? V'yitchak amar halalu tzike kedira, this is just to get the pot ready. Right? The Amar Yitzchak Elef Nashim Hayilu Shlomo. Shlomo had 1,000 wives. Right? And call Achaz Achaz Hasilu Bebeisa. Kach. Everyone did this. All 1,000 had this in their houses. Why? My time of why? Zusvur Shema Etzli Sower Hayom. Maybe he's going to come to me today. Each one said that. The Zusvur Shema Etzli Sower Hayom. The Ilu Kabi Avram. What is Nebi Avram? See if it says. El Bakar Rots Avram. Avram ran. But he ran himself, right? Vayikach and he took Ben Bakar Rach V'tov. Took a Ben Bakar. The Amar, it's one animal. The Amar of Yehuda Rav, Ben Bakar Echad, now that's one. Rach is Shnayim, Rach is two. And Tov is Shlosha. Hasam Tlosa. So the Kasha is, how could you think, for one second, that Avram Suda was greater than Shlomo HaMelech? How could you think that? Wasn't true. So the Gemara says, no, how many people were invited to each Suda? Hasam Tlosa Torei, L'Tlosa Gafri. Avram Avinu had one ox for each of the people. It was a malachim. One ox for each one. Hacha l'chol Yisrael v'Yehuda. Shlomo HaMelech Suda was for the whole nation. Now, everyone points out, the whole nation did not come to these sudas. But either, so the answer is either they could have come, or we're talking about the sarim, the officers, and they're the representatives of the Klal Yisrael. So therefore, proportionally, Avram Suda was greater. That's all, that's the answer. Proportionally, it was greater. More to eat by Avram Suda. Yeah, there's more food by his, but there's more guests. Right? Shenemar, Yehuda v'Yisrael, Rav Kol Asher Satayam. Now, my Barbur Ravusim, what are Barbur Ravusim? Amar Rav, She'ovsim osim balkarchon. They force, they stuff them, they force feed the chickens. Shmuel Amar, She'avusim v'omdim me'aleim. No, they eat by this, they stuff themselves. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Mevi'in tur me're'iso. They bring an axe from the pasture. Midelo honest, that's not been forced. Tanagolas me ashpasa, and a chicken from the garbage, but below anisa, that hasn't been forced. Amar Biochanan, Biochanan says, listen to this. Muvchosheba behemos, the choicest behema is a shor, is an ox. Muvchosheba ofos, the choicest of the birds is a tanagolas. What do we need to know that for? Says the Maharal, you know what to prepare for Shabbos. Prepare for Shabbos, well, it's the best. Chicken is the best. It's not a coincidence that Klal Yisrael eats chicken on Shabbos. Not. It's because it's the best. Amazing, no? I didn't make that up. The Maharal says that. Amar Meimar. Meimar says, Zagsa Ukbisa, the black belly. No. Be Bitnisa means a belly. What's Zagsa? Ukbisa is black.
Large stomach.
What?
Large.
Large black stomach. The Mishkacha Bene Atziri that you find by the wine press. The Lamatia Pasia Kanya. What does that mean? Not step over a reed. Okay, fine. Now we will start to darshan when the three malachim came to visit Avram Avinu. It says, "V'la bakar rots Avraham." Amar Yehuda my Rav, Ben Bakar Echad. We just said Ben Bakar was one. Ra Shnayim. V'tov Shlosha. Who? How do you know that? V'ein Machad. If it's one, could the Amar Yehuda like people say, "Rachich V'tov"? Soft and tender and good. It was a tender, good animal. Why are you saying it's three animals? So it could MK lift of Rach Tov. My Vitov. What is it? Vitov. Shmamina Ludrasha. Obviously it's for a drasha. So the Gemara says, Ema Trey. So then it's only two. So the Gemara says, no. Mid the Tov Ludrasha, Rach Nami Ludrasha. If Tov is used for a drasha, so too Rach. Therefore it's three. Masiv Rabar Ula, Vitamar Hoshia, Vitamar of Nasan Bar Hoshia, Vayitin Elanar, Vayamar La Soto So, gave it to the child. To the boy to do it. Kol chad v'chad, each one, yav l'nachad. He gave to a different boy. Then it says, v'yikach chema v'cholav uben bakar asher asa v'yitein lifnehem. Dekama kama dematya aisi l'kameh. Whatever he brought, whatever he made first, he brought first. V'lamali t'latza, why do you have to bring three? Titzki b'chad, what's wrong with one? Amar v'chana baraba k'de l'achil inshallah shoshanos b'chardal. To be able to give them three different flavors of mustard, which is why they needed so much meat, to have them all different condiments. Okay, everybody over here asked the question, how can you serve the basar b'chalav? How can you serve the meat and milk? So one of the answers I saw, believe it or not, what? How can you give the basar b'chalav? If Avram kept the whole Torah, never had that kasha? How can he do that? So one of the answers I saw was, he gave the pasha pshat is he gave the chalav first. He gave the dairy first. Waited a half hour, then he brought the meat. I saw a pshat, and one of these wild pshatim, that all these oxen were created with the Sefer Yetzirah, so they don't have the din of basar, because they weren't normal animals. Okay.
Think about it. These people, this stuff, he had salted, and he had prepared.
Right.
Next time.
Right, therefore?
It's not. The milk's
completely. Right. We assume that, what does that mean he kept the whole Torah? The Gemara said he kept the Erev Tavshilin. Right? Amr of Tanchem bar Chaniloi. La'olam al yeshan adamin aminag. A person should never change his minag. Why? Shahare Moshe olamorom, Moshe of the Shemayim, v'lo achal lechem. He didn't eat bread. Malachi Asharis, yardu lamata, v'achu lechem. They came down and they ate bread. So asks the Marsha, why is Moshe first? Why is Moshe first in this memra? What? So what? Didn't happen first? What? That's more important. That's why? The Masha has a different answer. The Masha says, because only from Moshe going up there do we know that Malachim don't eat. That's how we know that. Otherwise, how would we know that? How do we know that? Only because Moshe went up there. That's how we know they don't eat. So that's the raya, that when they came down here and they did eat, that's because they were doing the minhag ha-makom. Okay, that's what Moshe says. Next. You think they ate? Ella ema niru kamisha achlu v'shasu. It looks like they ate and drank. Who stuck at anything about drinking? So we're going to see tomorrow that the malachim said to, they sent to the coast shel bracha. So obviously, they're right, they wanted, they asked, where's Sarah? Like, what are they tumbling about the wife? You don't ask where the wife is. No, they wanted to give her the coast of bracha, the coast of benching. Obviously, they were drinking. Look at the top Tosfos. Top Tosfos says, Ubeseder Eliyahu Rabba Katoni, Loka osu sha'omar nirin ka'ochlin v'shosin. Not like it says in this daf. It looks like they really weren't eating. Malachim don't eat. They pretended. No. Ela ochlin v'shosin mamish. They actually ate. Mitnei kvodah shel Avram. Upligia dahacha. Argues in this Gemara. Says Tosfos, the Medrash argues. No, they ate like human beings. What does that mean? I don't know what that means. But that's what the Tosfos says. We're gonna have tomorrow the Kasha. If they sent a kosher, we're going to see tomorrow, they know nobody ate bread. Because Sarah became a nida, the bread became tamei, and then Avram didn't want to serve it. So then how is there a kosher bracha? How is there birchas hamazon? That's what they asked that kasha. If Avram kept the whole Torah, then let's start getting halachic. How did he have benching? So they say, well, kodem on Torah, benching was on being soed, being sustained. You didn't have to necessarily wash. That's what they answer. That's the answer I saw. Okay. Amar Yehuda Amar Rav. Kol Masha Asa Avram V'achlu Selka. No, I'm sorry. I skipped a line. Amar Rav. Kol Masha Asa Avram L'malchei Hasharis Ba'atzmo Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu L'bara Ba'atzmo. Whatever Avram did by himself, Hashem did it too. Kol Masha Asa Avram Al Yedei Shliach. Whatever Hashem did through a Shliach. I'm sorry. Whatever Avram did through a Shliach. Asa Kodesh Baruch Hu L'vno Al Yedei Shliach. So too Hashem did it through a Shliach. It says, Fel HaBokar Rots Avraham. Right? So the Avram ran. So v'ruach nasa me'eis Hashem. Hashem sent the shlov by himself. V'yikach chema v'chalav. Avram went ahead and got the butter and the milk. Hini mamte lechem lechem en hashemayim. Right? I'm going to bring you the lechem en hashemayim by himself. Right? Okay. Hu omeid alehem tachas ha'etz. He set them down next under the tree. Hinni omid lefanecha sham alatzur. Hashem himself will give them from the rock. Avram holach imam l'shalcham, v'Hashem holach lefnehem yomam. Avram went ahead. Hashem sent the anan. Yigach namat mayim, to have some water. V'ikisa batzur, v'yatsa imenu mayim, v'shasa ha'am. Okay. So everyone asks, why did he serve the water through the shliach, and why did he have to go back and forth because he can't bring two things at once. Why did he give the water to the shliach and everything else he did himself? Right? Why did he bring the bread himself? So the Gerari says because he wanted to show he was generous. So the real food he brings himself. The water, I had the shliach do it.
Go to a restaurant.
Yeah.
The waiter brings you the real food.
Yeah.
Fills up your water.
Exactly. Exactly. It's exactly the point. The Satmar Rebbe says that's why Avram hit the rock. Because, you see, Moshe saw that Avram Avinu had the water through a shliach. So he figured that's the normal thing to do. Have the water through a shliach, I'll hit the rock, and that'll be shlichus. If I speak to the rock, it's not shlichus. It's not Hashem doing it. That's what the Satmar Rebbe says. Interesting shot. Okay, let's... 5 more minutes. Upligi de b'chama rachanina, the Amar of b'chama rachanina, v'chein tana deri b'shmal, b'tzchar shlosha, zachu l'shlosha. Because the three things Avram Avinu did, the Bnei Yisrael was zochet to three things. B'tzchar chema v'chalav zachu l'mon. Because of the chema and the chalav, he was zochet for the mon. B'tzchar v'hu omid aleihem, the tzchar that Avram stood there, zachu l'amud ha'anon. He was zochet to the amud ha'anon. And b'tzchar yukachnam admayim, zachu l'be'erish ha'miriam. Calls the Be'erish ha'miriam. We know, don't we all know, that those three things were b'schus, Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. They even called the B'erish ha'miriam. So what's going on here? Because of Avram Avinu. And by the way, why isn't the Basar and the Basar and the Lechem on this list? What about he gave him Basar and Lechem too, no? So the answer is Basar and Lechem, everybody gives Basar and Lechem to a guest. What do you give a guest? Basar and Lechem. These three things will lefnim asher tadin. Those are special extra things. You don't get schar for being a mensch. Extra things, you get the schar. So the answer, that what Avraham Avinu did was Avraham Avinu got them these three things. But in what Shechus did they stay for so many years? That's because of Moshe Aaron and Miriam. Okay. You expecting us of being Arabs, Shehem, Mishtachim L'Avak Baglehem, that worships the dust, Kfar Yotzim and Yishmol. You already have an Arab that does that. You have Yishmol, right? That's not how we behave. So they were upset at Avraham Avinu. Everyone asks, why do they worship the dust? Why would anyone do that? Why would someone do that? What kind of vote is that? So they all say because it in those days the legs were all your parnasa and everything you could do came from your legs. So it was really of being a avodah zarah yourself. Which, look how great I am! I'm the one. I got all this parnasa and I'm such a successful person. That's what it really meant. Vayar elav Hashem beledim amim b'yishpei tzachol kochom hayom mai kochom hayom amar v'chamar v'chanina osu hayom yom shlishi shalmila sh'avim avinu haya avim haya. It was the third day of Avraham's Bismillah. The Rabbi Yonatan Eifetz asks, why do we need to know that it was the third day? Who cares? Well, who cares what day it was? Who cares? So he gave the halachic whole lamdash answer that the halach is you're not supposed to visit the sick on a Shabbos or Yom Tov. So there's a machlokas when this Bismillah happened. Either it was Pesach, or others say it was Yom Kippur. But Hashem went to visit them on Yom Tov? No, it was the third day. It was the third day, so it wasn't on Yom Tov. It wasn't on... That's the only... I thought there is halachic. The whole machlok is why is the third day worse? Is it because it's a special thing that the third day is the worst, right? We say the first day is the worst, and every day gets better and better. That's the normal way of looking at things, right? Why is the third day worse? Something about the third day. That's what I always thought it was. So it's worse than I thought. It's very interesting. Okay. Baruch Hakadosh Baruch Hu Lushal Ba'Avram. Hashem saw, went to check out Avram. Hotzi Cham Hakadosh Baruch Hu Cham Minatika. He took the sun out of its sack. The sun doesn't have a sack. It's Keilu. He made it hotter. Kidei Shlo Yatriyacho Sotarek Ba'Orchim. So that Avram shouldn't be bothered with guests. Shadrei Le'Eliezer. He sent Eliezer Le'Meibak Lebra to go outside and see if anyone coming. Nafak he went. V'lo Ashkel. He didn't see anybody. Amar Avram says Lo Mehem Nelach. I don't believe you. I don't believe it. There's nobody coming. Hayinu da'amri tamon less hemnusa da'avdi. That's what people say. You can't trust an eved, right? Nafak. We'll stop here. We'll stop here. It's time. We'll stop here, and we will continue tomorrow. I forgot to mention today's shiur is sponsored by Avrumi and Chavi Khan, Le'ilu Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin HaKohen.